New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Tuesday, August 6, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And August 6th is National Root Beer Float Day. On August 6th, National Root Beer Float Day tells us to float a scoop of vanilla ice cream in an ice-cold mug of frothy root beer. The classic beverage creates a creamy treat loved by generations. Also known as the Black Cow, the root beer float got its start in Colorado in a mining camp. Frank J. Wisner of Cripple Creek, Colorado, gets the credit for inventing the Black Cow way back in August of 1893. One night, Wisner, owner of the Cripple Creek Cow Mountain Gold Mining Company, wow, I got a frog in my throat, was staring out of the window and thinking about a line of soda waters he was producing for the citizens of Cripple Creek when he came upon an idea. The full moon that night shined on the snow-capped Cow Mountain and reminded him of a scoop of vanilla ice cream. He hurried back to his bar and scooped a spoonful of ice cream into the children's favorite flavor of soda, Myers Avenue Red Root Beer. After trying, he liked it and served it the very next day. It was an immediate hit. Wisner named the new creation Black Cow Mountain, but the local children shortened the name to Black Cow. Since its inception, thousands of root beer floats have been enjoyed around the country each day. You can observe it by gathering up some root beer and ice cream and mixing up the perfect root beer float. Enjoy a root beer float over lunch or dinner at your favorite restaurant. Use hashtag Root Beer Float Day to post on social media and spread the word. All right. So, yeah, there you go. There's some information about root beer floats. All right. So I did some shopping last night and I spent way too much money. I'm not even going to say how much, but I found a company called Rough Skin that makes really hot looking jeans, really gay, really hot looking jeans. It's a company in California, but I've never worn these jeans before. So I found a couple of styles that I liked and I thought, well, I want to try those out. But we made a late night trip to Walmart to buy a tape measure, you know, the kind that you measure your waist with, because the thing is, You know how jean companies do now. Like, you may wear a 32 waist in a particular jean, but you may actually have a 38 waist or, you know, whatever the case may be, actually in inches, because all of these clothing companies have vanity sizes. And I didn't know this, but did you know the waist is actually where your belly button is? And that's silly. I mean, a lot of people, they're smaller where their belly button is. I was measuring all over. I measured from hips to belly button to like titties. And but my love handles make the belly button area a little bit wider than my hips or my titties. So I don't know. But I mean, anyway, so I measured myself and I wasn't sure, because then, you know, when they have a warning that says, hey, by the way, these are European sizes, And the models are little, either they're muscular hotties that have these tiny little waists, you know, that have the perfect V shape, or they're stick figures. And they're like, you know, we only go up to a size 34, but they are stretch fabric. So, you know, it's like they do have some stretch in them. So I don't know. So anyway, I ended up, and these are not cheap jeans, like, these are not cheap jeans. So I ended up buying two different styles, but I got two different sizes in each one. So I ended up getting four pair of jeans, but they're expensive. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try them on, and then if they don't fit, well, first of all, I'm only going to keep two pair, or my goal is to only keep two pair. And whatever doesn't fit, I'm going to send back. So if all four of them don't fit, I'm going to send all four of them back, because I don't have a Rough Skin store here that I can go in and, like, you know, try on their jeans. So I spent a lot of money so that I can try them on, and then I'm going to send them back if they don't fit. And again, the goal is to only keep half of them, even if they do fit. So I'm only going to keep two that fit. If all four of them don't fit, sending them back. There were also some really cute shorts that I thought I wanted, but they're also expensive. So I may just skip the shorts, you know, and I don't know why I'm doing this. I need to buy a couple of extra shirts before I go to Pride 48. So there's all this stuff that I need to do fashion-wise. And it's not like I go out of my way to, you know, to dress. I'm just a jeans and a polo shirt kind of guy, or maybe jeans. I used to hate button-up shirts that have short sleeves. I really didn't like that. But they're kind of in fashion right now, so I may have to give in and get one or two of those as well. And I actually already have a couple of those, so I guess I've already given in. So I did that, and today I made the purchase of the... We're purchasing the excursion tickets, because what we do for Pride 48 is everyone buys the excursion, and we've already talked. Joey has already spoken with, you know, whatever the excursion was, kind of to tell them how many people we think might sign up for it, you know, and this is what we're doing, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he finds out what the group rate would be, and, you know, to get a discount and all of that. And then that's how we kind of determine the pricing. And so anyway, we do that. And then once you guys, you know, after the deadline, we then call the company, we finalize the number based on the number of orders we got. We pay for it. And then, you know, out of the Pride 48 funds, and then, you know, we, if it needs tickets, we get tickets. If it doesn't need a ticket, then, you know, they just have a number of people. And so today I went ahead and purchased the cooking school. And so that's all taken care of. So now we've just got to get the cemetery bus tour taken care of. And I'm, you know, I ordered last minute. I ordered a pink carpet, but it's going to be here because I think our pink carpet is, I don't know. I think it got damaged or lost or who knows. So I ordered a new pink carpet, and this one's fuchsia. So it's pink, but it's a really bright fuchsia, and it's sequined. So, and I had to pick one that would get here by, because I'm going to admit here, I forgot. A week ago, I was asked, hey, Adam, when you're ordering all the other stuff that you need to order, like the office supplies and the lanyards and the bags and all this stuff, can you also get a new pink carpet? And I was like, oh, sure, no problem. You know, I'll do that. And I forgot. And so today I was sending an email kind of telling all the suits, okay, here's what I've done. Here's what I still have left to do. Yada, yada, yada. And, you know, I was like, oh, crap. After I sent that email, I was like, oh, crap, I forgot the pink carpet. So then I quickly went on, you know, online and found a pink carpet, placed the order. No big deal. It's going to be here because I'm not leaving until next Monday. So it's supposed to be here Thursday. But even if it's a couple of days late, I think they now deliver on Saturday and Sunday. So even if it was delivered on Monday, I'll still be here because I'm not leaving until, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 p.m. in the evening on Monday. The only other thing that I think that I have to order for Pride 48 is I need to get a basket. And I don't know if I'm going to order it. I probably will just go to, I don't know, I don't know, some place that sells baskets. And maybe Pier 1 or something like that. I don't know if they have baskets, but or I don't, Michael's or a hobby place or something like that. But we have to do the lottery. And I hope no one forgets the lottery tickets. You're supposed to buy scratch-offs from your local town. Bring those with you, and we're going to put together a basket for the raffle with all the scratch-offs. So everyone needs to remember to bring the scratch-offs. But anyway, I've got to get that. And then it's just kind of finishing up testing of all the equipment that I'm taking, finishing up getting everything packed away. I've packed a lot of stuff, but I still have to pack a lot more. And this weekend is going to be cramming it all in, you know, as far as finishing up the packing and all that. And then I'll pick up my rental car Monday and pack it, and it's a van. And then I'll be heading off and driving down to New Orleans. And I haven't decided. I was going to do a hotel room. I got a couple of good recommendations. One recommendation was for the Ritz-Carlton. Another one was Royal Sonesta, or the, I don't know if it's Royal, but the Sonesta Hotel. And then Baron Frosty recommended, he said he always stays at the Royal Omni. So I'm going to look over those tonight and see if those have a spa, if they have a steam room, if they meet my standards, whatever the case may be. So I've got to get that done really quickly as well. And I'm really just kind of goofing off at work because I'm so over work. Ugh. I mean, I'm working, but not as much as I should be. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, with all of your fashion and hotel advice. You can also find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.